You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
This pasuk that everybody knows it by heart, that it keeps repeating in Yom HaKippurim, starting from the night. The pasuk is, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem lifnei Hashem titharu. So now Rabbeinu Chida, Zechuto Magen Aleinu, Malav asks, this pasuk is a very hard to understand. Because first he says, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. So it means, what does it mean?
On that day you will be forgiven.
Right. So this day, the essence of today is that you are able to be forgiven. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem. So when one is forgiven, what happens? I'm sorry? So Adam and Eve are going to be tahor. So however, ask when he says "Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem," why it needs to mention "Lifnei Hashem titharu"? It goes without saying. You follow? Yes.
Has to be sealed.
Sealed. Why it needs to be sealed? Why are you going to the escrow? It's not sealing business.
Yeah. Cannot take over.
You cannot take over. It says in the Torah that today, if you do teshuvah, that's it. Yechaper aleichem. Done. Why have to say lifnei Hashem titharu? You know this pasuk? Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. Titharu. So he says already, yechaper aleichem. So why needs to mention the lifnei Hashem titharu? It's automatic. Like when, you know these people that they clean your record, you know them?
No. Yes.
Yeah, there are people that, you know, they know how to, contact the one that erased the things from the record on the computer. You pay him like how much? $300? $500? Yeah. So then you can get a loan. So why it needs to say that you became tahor? Happened to be an interesting story about a king, a melech, that decided to go hunting. It's not the king, they like to go hunting. So I happened to run into a homeless guy. As soon as he entered the jungle. So he told him, no, this way you should not go. The robbers are hiding, so it might be, you know, dangerous for you. So he had his soldiers, go and find out what exactly is going on, and he was right. He was right that the robbers were waiting for the king. So he was very impressed by this homeless man, and he was very thankful that he saved his life. And he said, you know what, I'm going to take you to my palace, and then, you know, I'm going to give you a position, and you're going to work for me. So he takes him to the palace. He says, "Look, this area is a shower room, and then you go take a shower, clean yourself and come out." So the homeless goes in and says, wow, you know, see, you know, what a fancy
marble,
you know, granite, you know, and there's lots of bottles there, you know, lots of soap bottles, everything there. So he picks up one of the cans, goes, psh, psh. Says, wow, what a nice smell. So tries to spraying all over, you know, his body with the spray can. Like a type of deodorant, you know, was in the room. So he comes out then
he doesn't take a shower.
No shower. So he comes to the king, say, "What? Go away. What did you do?" He do. Say, "Kibud HaMelech, Allah Hazrata, you see what a good smell I have." He said, "What good smell? What did you do?" He said, "I sprayed the deodorant all over my body." Said, "Did you take a shower?" I said, "Shower? Why do you need to take a shower? No, the spray is enough." He said, "No, chacham, you have to take a shower beforehand. You cannot spray the deodorant all over your body. It makes it worse." Rabbeinu Chida, Alav Shalom, Zachuto Mara Aleinu, Alav says, in Yom Kippurim, he says, keep Ayom Azeh, Yechaper Aleichem. Lifnei Hashem, Titaru. So here this pasuk is a little bit tricky, because you need some commas in your pocket, because Yehudi without a comma, you know what it is? It's like a Yehudi without a kippah. So now you have to put a comma here. It says, ki bayom hazeh yechaper. What does it mean? Ki bayom hazeh yechaper. This day.
You forgive.
No. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper. This day has the power to delete all your avonot. All your avonot be forgiven. But Alechem lifnei Hashem titaru. But to become tahor, it's up to who? To you. You don't need it as ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem. You have to read it like this: ki bayom hazeh yechaper. Then alechem, the responsibility is on you to make yourself tahor. That means, if you don't take a shower, and then all this spray you will put on yourself, it's going to be... And the point of the matter here is a very, very sensitive point. What is it like? So obviously, you grab a sidur. What do you grab a sidur? Sidur? What do you mean the sidur? I thought sidur is like a pillow. You fall asleep and on the sidur. So what is the sidur? Sidur.
Make sure you say the right words in the right manner, in the right way. So you use your eyes.
No. You're not listening. Listen good. Listen carefully. Sidur is like a deodorant. You take a sidur. But if you don't take a shower, this sidur is not going to do anything with you. That means, if you come to Bet Knesset, it's palet, it's bono sholam, you grab a sidur, it's a deodorant. You want to be good smelling. But if you don't take a shower, so that means, if you're under stress, if you're not happy, if you don't have a spirit, what is the sidur going to do for you? Just like this homeless, he goes in the shower and puts all the spray on himself and he doesn't take a shower. How can you come in front of the melech? More so, how can you come in front of the melech? Malchem lachim ha-kadosh baruch hu. You have to take a shower. Why do you put all this spray on yourself? You're grabbing the sidur. And you listening to the shiurim. For what? You have to take a shower.
Sometimes Kavodah works like a bicycle.
What's that?
When you wake up in the morning, you don't have the strength to pedal. You go on the bicycle, on the Sarazili, and then this sidur helps you to get in there.
There's no Sarazili. It's called Sarbalai. It's all up the hill. You have to, No. It's up the hill. You have to FedEx your tefillah up to Shamayim. You have to take a shower. What kind of attitude is this? What kind of disrespect to the melech? You go in there and then you... And not only that, you're wasting the deodorant. You know what that is? Hashem Yerachem. You could have taken a shower and come good smelling in front of the Melech. Yeah, you want it easy. Yeah, for what? For what? You making the Melech angry. So I give you Sidur. No, you have so much, you know, Ga'ava. He's like this, he's like that, he's like this, like that. Why even bother? Even bother? Kala Kadosh, Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar, it's a very, very powerful. We have Pesach Sheni is coming up. We have Lag Ba'Omer is coming up. It's such a powerful month. And you can make such a elevation out of this man. But you have to take a shower. Take a shower. Take a shower. Come to Ribono Shel Olam with simcha, with excitement. Clean up this head, you know. For all of this nonsense. And you see how, is that a shame? The Yeshuot is going to come.
Amen.
Hashem is like, you know, is that a shame? To use the spray in the right way.
Amen.
And it's going to be Yeshuot. B'sorah tovah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.